Here's a statistic that might surprise you. There are about 50,000 or so Chinese restaurants in the United States. That's three times the number of McDonald's in the U.S. Most Chinese restaurants are independently owned, but there's a sameness to them. The same takeout boxes, the same fortune cookies, often the same menu featuring chop suey, lo mein, egg foo young. The thing is, these aren't really the foods that people eat in China, but they are cooked by recent Chinese immigrants in American restaurants. How this all came to be is explored in an exhibit at the Museum of Food and Drink in Brooklyn. It's called Chow. Ping Huang scoped it out.
Chow is a full sensory experience. You walk into the sight of a floor-to-ceiling curtain of Chinese takeout boxes, the sizzle of a wok, the smell of fresh-baked fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Menus under museum glass and clean modern visuals. It's a story of the Chinese-American restaurant transformed into a hip Brooklyn museum experience. It's a story that's personal for me. My family has worked in Chinese restaurants around Boston for the past 30 years. I spent many afternoons doing my homework in the corner booth and sneaking Peking ravioli from the kitchen. From my perspective, it was long hours, low wages, and clothes that always smelled like food. I never thought this life was museum-worthy. But Peter Kim, director of the Museum of Food and Drink, is proving me wrong. He and his team are taking a critical lens to chop suey and egg drop soup. It's the story of how Chinese immigrants created a great American comfort food. And Kim says it starts with giving the dishes some respect.
One thing we never want anybody to say again coming away from this exhibition is that Chinese American food is in any way sort of a fake cuisine. It is just its own cuisine.
Chinese American cuisine dates back to the mid-1800s when Chinese migrants came over in the time of the Gold Rush. They took traditional Chinese dishes and adapted them, serving them up sweetened and fried to fit American palates. The combination went mainstream.
East meets west, La Choy makes Chinese food. Swing, American!
La Choy introduces...
The food and flavors evolved through the waves of Chinese immigration. You can see that history on any Chinese takeout menu if you know what you're looking for. Cantonese immigrants from the 1800s created dishes like egg foo young and egg rolls. Kung Pao chicken and mapo tofu came in the mid-1900s with people from Hunan, Sichuan, and Taiwan. Sesame noodles came with the current wave of Fujianese immigrants. And some of what's on the menu now, pad thai, steamed diet dishes, is not Chinese at all. It just fits the gestalt. Chinese American food is a story of adaptation and success. But it's not all sweet. It's bitter, too. The Chinese who came over for the Gold Rush faced racism and violence. They were so hated that the U.S. passed the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, severely restricting immigration for more than 50 years. Kim says that early Chinese restaurants were a way for Chinese Americans to survive.
It is what allowed Chinese Americans to stay in the U.S. when nobody wanted to hire them, when people thought of the Chinese as subhuman.
The West Coast was hostile, so they fanned out north, east, and south, starting restaurants in cities and towns across America. And it's taken a long time, but as an immigrant population, we've won over hearts and minds one poo-poo platter at a time. On a local level, though, Chinese restaurants are still tools for survival. They're the engines that power the American dream. Kim hears this frequently.
A lot of times people will tell me, like, look, my education was paid for in, like, fried rice, like, lo mein, you know, like, my parents sweated and worked in this restaurant and sold these dishes, and that is what, you know, allowed us to sort of climb the ladder of economic opportunity.
Most Chinese restaurants are owned by recent immigrants. As their kids succeed, they sell the restaurant to newer Chinese immigrants. It's a cycle. New Year's Eve is the biggest day of the year for Chinese restaurants in New England. Every year, my family gets together at the restaurant to help out. We take hundreds of takeout orders, wash dishes, bus tables, mix hot mustard and duck sauce. It's our New Year's tradition. Sometimes it's a chore to spend New Year's Eve packing takeout, but the exhibit put it in context for me. There's optimism and uncertainty in the immigrant experience, and my family is part of the cycle. The way I look at it, we only have a few more years of our New Year's Eve ritual before my dad passes a restaurant to another immigrant family looking to make their way in America. For the World, Ping Huang, Brooklyn.